Actually, I realized I forgot to put on my lavalier microphone, so I'm going to use this. I'm glad to welcome you this morning. Glad you're here. Glad to welcome all our visitors. We hope you'll come back and join us again. I do have a number of announcements for you and even some that were handed to me. But first, let me say, don't forget our Thanksgiving worship tonight, our community Thanksgiving worship. We will have folks here from Seven Oaks Presbyterian across the street, St. Mary's down Episcopal down the street, McGregor Presbyterian down the street, and I'm not sure I'm going to get this right, the Chin Community Columbia Church. Those are Burmese, and they'll be here. And they actually meet at McGregor. And so they're coming to join with us as well. That's at 7 o'clock tonight right here. Oh, there is one other church involved, Redeemer Lutheran. So, yeah, we'll probably screen those. You're right. But that is tonight at 7. Please come. We will be loading another truck for Williamsburg County. This is kind of our Christmas truck, and that will be Tuesday. We're starting about 4:30. Please come and join us either then or later on to spell those of us who were here then. And we'd love to have your help. In the go and serve, that's what that's called. In the prayer list at the end, you will see it talks about Phyllis Huffman on the death of her sister. That's a mistake. It's actually her brother. Okay, so please remember and keep them in your prayers. Aha, the giving tree is up. Y'all been out there fighting over it. And I have a note with that one. We accidentally left out some information for the giving tree. As well as tags on the tree, we are in need of cash donations to purchase Walmart gift cards for the families. Any extra funds will be donated to our preschool and sharing God's love. Please indicate that the gifts are for the giving tree and place them in the offering plate. Thanks. There are even envelopes in your pews that you can do for random things like that. Okay. There are, of course, no Wednesday activities this week because there you go. Good. Thanksgiving. That's great. Finally, Sarah is not here. She is in Austin, Texas, attending the ELCA Women's Leaders Gathering. So this was too good of an opportunity for her to pass up. So she sent me an email with three announcements for you. Yeah, right. The first one is to remind you that the Family Promise board is up there. Sign up for volunteerism. That board is up there, and we need your volunteers. We're not getting them till after Christmas, but she wanted to encourage you to sign up and volunteer at this point. Then, on December 4th, there is the Williamsburg Christmas Party with the youth, and you are all invited to come. If you picked up a feather, those items are due next Sunday, and the sign-up sheets to go along with them and help are out there for that party as well in the Narthex. And then she had, most important, and I decided I was just going to read it because you'll like it in her voice better than mine. Most importantly, the table with the cards for the college kids. Please take a few minutes to sign some, if not all, of the cards. They are for our college kids with exams coming up, and DJ Leonardi, who graduated from high school a year and a half ago and is serving in the U.S. Navy. On front of each card is a sticky note so you know who it is going to. Yay, Redeemer family. Love. So that's from Sarah. In other words, that table in the middle of the narthex out there is full of cards for our college students and for DJ. And we invite you, as you are coming or going, to sign on the card or put a little note or something. They're all out there on that table right in the middle. And I think that's all. So finally, we're able to turn to the music dudes. Thank you. Sun of Righteousness shall rise with shining beams of healing. Let us gather under the wings of God's mercy, confessing our sin. Gracious God, we acknowledge that we are sinners, and we confess our sins, those known to us that burden our hearts, and those unknown to us but seen by you. We know that before you nothing remains hidden, and in you everything is revealed. Free us from the slavery of sin, liberate us from the bondage of guilt, and work in us that which is pleasing in your sight. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. With a heart full of mercy and compassion, God saves us and forgives us all our sins. Christ, the dawn from on high, shines upon us, and by the light of the Holy Spirit guides our feet into the way of peace.
Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our true life, to serve you is freedom, and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. microphone because of this. How about that? So I think sometimes if you have a good light, you can just pull it and it'll come out one point. Yeah. Well, it might make it bigger, but we're going to try. Okay, I'm going to pull. You know what? This thread's kind of unending, isn't it? It just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of how Jesus loves us. You think Jesus loves kids? No, he goes on and on and on. Today, we get to hear the story of Jesus on the cross. And you know what he says to all those people that put him up there? God, I hope you'll forgive them because they don't really know what they're doing. And then one of the guys who was right there and was making fun of him, he forgave them too. Jesus loved them on and on and on and never runs out. I think I could pull this thread for a long time. It would just keep coming. Yeah. Actually, when I go back over there, I'll pull out my little mic and I'll flip it off. Okay? How about that? I think that'll be a good point. Especially help us to be thankful for all our blessings, but especially for you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd his people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them, who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer, or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Second reading is from Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he may come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied, Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Max Lucado tells the story of a trip he took with his daughters to Disney World. As they were on the trip, they needed a rest and thought they had found the perfect place out of the Florida sunshine in the cool of Cinderella's castle. But they weren't the only ones with that idea. The place was packed with parents and children, all doing the same thing. Suddenly, he writes, all the children rushed to one side. Cinderella had entered. Cinderella. The pristine princess, a gorgeous young girl with each hair in place, flawless skin, and a beaming smile. She stood waist deep in a garden of kids, each wanting to touch and to be touched. The other side of the castle was now vacant, except for a boy, maybe 7 or 8 years old. His age was hard to determine because of the disfigurement of his body. Dwarfed in height, his face deformed, he stood watching quietly and wistfully, holding the hand of an older brother. He wanted to be with the other children too. He longed to be in the middle of the kids reaching for Cinderella and calling her name. But he was filled with fear. Fear of yet another rejection, of taunting, of being mocked. What did Cinderella do? She noticed the little boy, and she immediately began walking in his direction, politely but firmly inching through the crowd of children. She finally broke free. She walked quickly across the floor, knelt at eye level with the stunned little boy, and placed a kiss on his face. Maybe there's a faint echo there of Jesus extending mercy to that thief on the cross next to him. We struggle with that mercy sometimes. We like it when someone we know has some kind of deathbed conversion. We like it when it's someone like us. But it's more of a struggle when we begin to ask about people like Pee Wee Gaskins or Dylann Roof or even Osama bin Laden. And the repentant thief isn't the only character in this story. What about the others? Do they deserve mercy? There are the crowds, for example. This is the same group that welcomed Jesus in wild acclaim on Sunday, waving palms and crying out for him, and by Friday had changed their tune. This is the same group of people who demanded that flogging Jesus wasn't enough, that he should be put to death in one of the cruelest ways possible. This is the group of people who mocked him and jeered him as he hung there, making fun of him and his claim to be exactly who he was. They don't deserve mercy. And there were the soldiers. These are the guys who enacted the sentence of death. Oh, they could have refused. They could have faced down the crowd. But they hammered the nails. They gambled for his clothing. They mocked and jeered him as well. They don't deserve mercy either. And then there's the thief on one side, hanging there too with hours to live in pain and agony. He cries out to the very God next to him only in taunts and insults. He takes his own pain and tries to inflict even more on Jesus. But he deserved to be on the cross, guilty of his crime. He didn't deserve mercy either. And then you've got the repentant thief. He admitted who he was, admitted his own guilt, recognized the truth of Jesus, and asked to be remembered. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." But still, he was a thief. A rogue, a scoundrel, always out for himself, never concerned with the good of someone else. He didn't deserve mercy, but he got it. There's one more character in the story. You. You may not have been there on that hill outside the wall of Jerusalem, but it was you who put Jesus there on that cross. Your sin, your self-centeredness, your self-aggrandizement, your on and on and on. If we're honest, we don't deserve mercy either. But we get it. And that's just the thing. It's not mercy if you deserve it. Mercy is something you give only to those who don't, who can't, and who will never deserve it. Mercy is compassion and love. Mercy is a gift. It's grace. It's Jesus. The crowds, the soldiers, both thieves, us, we all get mercy from God. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can only receive it. You can only be thankful. As Copernicus, the great astronomer, was dying, a copy of his book, The Revolution of the Heavenly Bodies, was placed in his hands. But it was not his brilliant work that was on his mind. Instead, he directed that the following epitaph be placed on his grave. O Lord, the faith that thou didst give to St. Paul, I cannot ask. The mercy thou didst show to St. Peter, I dare not ask. But Lord, the grace thou didst show unto the dying robber, that, Lord, show to me. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus, our King, we come to you not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Not because we have any merits of our own, but because we need your mercy and help. Give us this day grace to keep your commandments, the wisdom to accept your guidance for our lives, the strength to obey your word, and the courage to walk in your path. Lord, in your mercy, O good and gracious God, we have so much to be thankful for. You have blessed us over and over again in your love. We thank you for our families, our friends, for our homes, our food, our livelihoods. We thank you for creation, for our world teeming with life and beauty. O God, you are the giver of all. Keep us always in your grace and favor. Lord, in your mercy. Living God of all, you have come into your kingdom. Remember us. Remember those who worry, those who are filled with sorrow, those who are ill or hungry or lonely or afraid. Bless all your children, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, O Spirit of hope, we thank you for your constant presence with us and the many ways you help us in life. Fill our lives now and ever. Enter our hearts and lead us to grow in our faith. Give us enthusiasm and excitement for you. Be King of our lives and lead us to follow in your way. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Thank you.
us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, who enthroned forever at your right hand, intercedes for us as our great High Priest. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our bread of life, our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Christ,
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 The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, shepherding God, that you have gathered your scattered flock again this day, feeding us richly with the blood of paradise. Accompany us as we serve you all the days of our lives, and gather us with the saints of the day of our death, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Sir.